Tigers looking for their second straight win, taking on the Royals. Justin Verlander on the hill for Detroit. We pick up the action with the Royals leading at 3-0 in the second. J.D. Martinez facing Matt Strom.
Driven deep in the air to left field, way back. See you later on this. And the Tigers are on the board. Good spot for Miggy to drive in a run here. Line drive in the air to right field. That ball is hit well. Bonifacio turns around, and it's gone. And just like that, the Tigers have the lead. High, towering fly ball to center field. Matuk is on the run, still going back. Mikey leaps. Oh, what a play by Matuk.
That ball just kept going and going and going, and Mikey didn't give up on it.
Oh, now Lorenzo Cain. Ground ball to short. Nice big hop for Iglesias to Kinsler to Cabrera. Perfect 6-4-3 double play. One heck of a finish for Justin.
Wilson's 0-1. Right back off of Wilson. Going to roll to third base. Romine, quick throw. And out at first base. What a play by Romine.
Justin Wilson with his seventh save as the Tigers win their second in a row, taking it 5-3. Justin Verlander gets the win, allowing 3 runs in 7 frames, striking out 6. Alcides Escobar has now hit safely in 8 straight games. The Tigers win their second in a row. Brad Ausmus spoke after the game.
You know, it's good. It's 1 win at a time. We ended a bad road trip with a win. Day off, first game back. Rough first inning for Ver, but held on strong for the next 6. And Miggy's home run obviously was key for us offensively.
More importantly than that home run, how key was that 9-pitch at bat that Matuk fought through and then got that single?
Yeah, he's been swinging the bat well. He had a big hit on Sunday. He had some good at bats today. He's worked real hard on his swing. Always been able to hit lefties, righties giving him trouble, but he's worked real hard on his swing since spring training, staying through the ball, staying on the ball longer. And I think we're really starting to see the dividends get paid out.
How about defensively as well, that catch out in center on Perez?
Oh, I didn't think he had a chance on that ball. I didn't think there was any chance he'd catch it. So that was a tremendous play.
But what was it that JV was able to do to settle in after the first inning?
A little trouble. You know, they get five hits in the first inning? A couple of them were jam shots that made it over the infield that were well placed. But I just think sometimes the first inning is the toughest inning for guys. It's tough for them to get settled into the rhythm of game. Tough for them to get their command right out of the gate sometimes from the bullpen, and I just think he settled down.
He battles, gets you through 7 innings. You decide to bring in Bruce Rondon. Take us through your thought process of that. Obviously, you like giving him an opportunity and what could be considered a high-pressure situation.
Well, Stumpf came in first for the lefty, and truthfully, if he got the first lefty, I was going to let him ride as long as the tying run didn't come to the plate against Perez and then the following 2 lefties. And Rondon would have been ready if they pinch hit. But Bruce pitched, again, he came back, only had 1 outing, he's been back, pitched very well on Sunday in San Diego, and got the job done again today.
Is he becoming a better pitcher rather than just reaching back and throwing? Are you seeing him maybe take something off but being able to be more effective by locating?
Well, a lot of guys, it can go two ways with pitchers. There's guys who need to throw their fastball to make their off-speed effective, and there's guys who need to throw their off-speed to make their fastball effective. And I think Bruce kind of falls in that secondary category where he has to he's got to show that he can – or he's got to use the slider and changeup because guys are so geared for his fastball.
I know, obviously, when things aren't going your way, James McCann said before the game, when you're losing, nothing's really fun. Now that you string 2 together, you see what's happening inside the dugout. I see when they get out of the jam there in the 8th. Could you talk about just the body language of the guys, the communication, just where these guys are at? Because it looks like everybody's still, obviously they are, but they're still rowing in the same direction.
Oh, that's never been an issue. These guys have been great. I wish there would have been a microphone and camera in the dugouts even while we were losing because the energy's been good. They're pulling for each other. They care about the right things. That's never been the issue. The issue's just been we've been getting outscored. For that stretch. But hopefully that stretch along behind us. And like I said, 1 win at a time.
Justin Verlander, a nice start. He gets the win, allowing 3 runs in 7 innings. He spoke to the media after.
Really not a whole lot. The first inning, the first 2 guys hit the ball decent. Merrifield and Bonifacio pulled a curveball down the line. And then after that, what are you supposed to do? It was probably three of the worst hit balls that you can have in a row go for hits. You just kind of pull from your experience there. It could have been really easy to let that fall apart in a hurry, but was able to, you know, slow the game down a little bit and, you know, see the bigger picture and realize it's just the first. It's, you know, those balls weren't hit well. You know, there's nothing you can really do about that. And just bear down and try to keep the damage to a minimum. I mean, you look up and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, there are five, first five guys are on. And kind of like, oh crap, you know. But you just tell yourself to keep making pitches and hopefully the luck turns. I mean, if every ball that's put in play is going to find a hole, then you're not going to have a good day, no matter what.
Did your stuff get better though? Because it looked like your curveball was late developing today. Maybe by the second or third inning, it started to snap a little crisper.
I don't know. I mean, you can look at the three I threw Moss in the first as well. Those were pretty good. I struck him out. I don't know if it was a matter of my stuff getting better or just you know, everything not finding a hole. I mean, it's baseball. Things find holes. But to have three in a row, three bloopers like that in a row is pretty disheartening, especially in the first inning. You know, you can kind of work around a few here and there throughout the game, but to have three in a row like that, it's kind of tough to wiggle out of that, especially after you already had a couple guys on. So, you know, was happy to – obviously wasn't happy coming out of the inning. Happy to keep the damage to a minimum, though, and just kind of reset and say, okay, you know, just keep making your pitches and, you know, hopefully keep your guys in the game and we can score a few.
You were – I can never get old seeing a catch like Bocic made in the fifth, can I?
No, that was awesome. You know, that was huge. He came off the field and he gave me a hug. He said, I owed you that one. You know, I think he felt like maybe he should have caught the one in the first, which, that was hit pretty well. But pretty awesome. Yeah, that's it's always a great moment standing out there and seeing your teammate kind of just lay out and sacrifice his body and make a play for you. You know, it doesn't get much better than that.
I feel like we've asked this a few times, but does this feel like an especially – huge homestand for you guys?
In what regard?
Central Division opponents heading into July, coming off of what you guys came off of all that.
Yeah, I mean, we need to play well. And bottom line, need to play better than we have. Really no other way to put it.
Up next, the series against the Royals continues on Wednesday with Daniel Norris on the Hill.